is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
We're about 12 minutes before 2, and Live at Gretzky's comes up after 2 o'clock on Team 1260 Radio. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Dustin Penner trade and give you my opinion. For Oiler fans, the period of time from Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final in 2006 spring to today must feel like a Groundhog Day. It seems as though the club has been in constant rebuild, and the established players are being sent away for picks and prospects every deadline, from Ryan Smith through to this week. It's important to remember that the Oilers changed ownership about 2.5 years ago, and that Darryl Cates is the man spearheading the rebuild. The first oil change episode earlier this season told us that much, with at least one person from the organization saying Mr. Cates was the first man in the group to say the word rebuild, and everything came from that. So as painful as it may be, this rebuild began at the draft last year, the Taylor Hall draft. When the Oilers selected Hall, they set in motion a series of events that got us here. The realization that this isn't going to be a quick turnaround, that there isn't a free agent flurry on the way, or it's unlikely. Do you remember the trade deadline in 2006? Late January, the Oilers that year sent Tony Salmelainen, a mid-level prospect from Finland, to Chicago for a few weeks of Yaroslav Spacek. At the time, Chicago was dead in the water. They'd won 26 games the whole season and were painful to watch. Their big stars were Kyle Calder, Mark Bell, and Rene Bork. Those were the stars. And they, too, would soon go the way of Spacek to bring in the new group, and the group that we see now. The following season, the Hawks won 31 games. The season after that, 40. In 2008-09, they won 46 games. And in 09-10, the Chicago Blackhawks finally brought Stanley back to the Windy City for the first time since 1961. 2006-07 to 2009-10 is 4 years, and in my opinion, that's an aggressive timeline for this group. Kevin Lowe suggested on Hockey Day in Canada that it was a 4 to 6 year build, and that's probably a better template. Now, I was disappointed by the news that Dustin Penner had been traded as a fan. For an old guy like me, that's a long time. I'm already eligible to move into some seniors' dwellings, only the cool ones, but I am. And 5 years from now, I'm going to be that much older. But that's the deal. The Oilers have done their due diligence with their most important constituent, the season ticket holder, and the word they got back was fix it and get it right. And what's come from that is the rebuild. Oilers fans have plenty to look forward to, but the playoffs are a distant bell this year and next. And nothing drove that home better than the trading of Dustin Penner. There are some good things on the way. I believe this crop of Oiler rookies rivals any in the team's history, barring the boys on the bus. Let's have a look at those 10-11 rookies. Taylor Hall, Jordan Eberle, Magnus Pajärvi, Linus Omark up front, Jeff Petrie on the blue line, and Devan Dubnyk in goal. Jeff Petrie appears to be that rather rare item, an Oiler draft pick as a defenseman who can play defense and offer some offensive ability, a nice range of skills. It's been a while since the club had that. Devan Dubnyk looks like he's going to be a goalie in the NHL. We don't know if he's going to be a number one starter or a mid-level player like Garon, but he's an NHL goaltender, and that's something they haven't drafted in a while. The top-drawer offensive players, Hall, Eberle, Pajärvi, and Linus Omark, are something special. If you go back years, 2007 rookies were Gagne and Cogliano along with Tom Gilbert. 02 gave us Alex Hemsky, Jason Chimera, and Fernando Pisani. 2000 was Comrie and Horkoff. 1995, Smith and Chatan. 93, Arnott, Bo Mironov, McCammon, and Maltby. Are any of those rookie crops clearly better than this one? I don't think so. So there are some good things to look forward to, and it starts with the rookies, and the rebuild began a year ago with the Taylor Hall draft. It's about 1:51. Earlier this week, Dustin Nielsen on the morning show here at Team 1260 had an opportunity to talk to Colton Tubert, find out a little bit about his style of play and where he is right now. And here is that interview.
We've got Colton Tubert, the newest member of the Edmonton Oilers organization, and he joins us on the show this morning. Colton, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing just fine. Newest member of the Oilers organization. Has that sunk in now?
It's just kind of starting to sink in right now. I mean, just starting practice here in Oklahoma City and just trying to get as close to the team as possible right away.
Take us through your last couple of days from the moment you found out you were dealt. What's it been like?
It's been pretty hectic. I mean, my phone's been off the hook with lots of family members and friends trying to get a hold of me. But, I mean, just try to get packed up as quick as I could, throw all my stuff that I owned in Manchester that I could fit into my truck. And then I flew here and hopefully ship my truck up here later and just get adjusted and comfortable as soon as I can.
Have the Oilers told you what your role and expectations will be in Oklahoma City?
Well, I mean, just through seeing interviews about the trade, I think it's pretty obvious. They just want me to be a simple defensive player that's strong and moves the puck well and plays physical.
You're in your first full year as a pro. You know, you were pretty dominant defenseman in the Western Hockey League in your final year. Has it been tough not being able to be as dominant as you were in junior here in your first year in the American Hockey League?
Well, I think so. I think it's definitely a challenge. I mean, it's a bit of a jump coming from juniors where you're playing against 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds to playing against grown men. So I think it's there was an adjustment period for me right away. But I think I've really settled down into the type of player I want to play in my last 15 or so games that I was playing with Manchester. I thought I was playing the best hockey of my career, just really solid and skating the puck well. So I'm just looking forward to trying to keep that going here for the rest of the season and push for a playoff spot here in Oklahoma City.
When you talk about the type of game you play, what can Oiler fans expect to see from you in the future?
I think just not flashy at all. I mean, if you don't notice me all game except for a big hit, that's a good sign. I mean, just real solid defensively and gets the puck right away to our forwards and let them do their work and just paying the price and really competing on the penalty kill or whatever situation I'm playing.
Colton, do you think you'll be ready to take a serious run at a spot here with the Oilers next year?
I think if I have a great summer of training and I really commit to that, I think anybody has a shot. I mean, you look at the roster, it's definitely it's a young roster, and they're really looking to bring up young players. So I think if I continue to improve my game each day here in Oklahoma City and work my butt off in the summer, I think I'll definitely have an opportunity.
Does it make it easier knowing that, you know, the plan for you now would be to be here in Edmonton for the next decade or so at least? Does it make it easier having a guy like Jordan Eberle that you're very familiar with kind of waiting here for you?
I think so. I think the fact that we were just best buddies all through junior hockey, it would make things a lot more comfortable and just knowing somebody on the team. And so, I mean, I've talked to him a couple of times, so I'm just looking forward to hopefully getting the opportunity soon to get called up and show my stuff and meet the guys up there.
Colton, great stuff, man. Best of luck in OKC, and we look forward to seeing you here in Edmonton.
Awesome. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
That was an interview earlier in the week, Dustin Nielsen with Colton Tubert, the newest Edmonton Oiler. I think the first overall pick is going to be an important, obviously, piece, but that LA Kings pick is going to be important as well. We'll talk more about that next week. By the way, the Oilers playing tonight. They did call up Giroux. He'll be playing on a line with Cogs and Reddix. The top line, Horkoff with Eberle and Pajarvi. And there's Jones, Gagne, and Omar and Jacques. And McIntyre will play with Fraser. Thank you very much to Tyler Dello, Ken Simpson, Jason Greger, Brent Parker, JP Hormstra, and more. We enjoyed it very much, and we'll be back next week. I had word, and I can't confirm, but I do have word that we may be live from the Pint downtown next week. So we'll give you an update on that as time rolls on. Listen for that and more at OilersNation.com. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy your week.